Top state officials say it's going to be another difficult year for the state budget. Governor Andrew Cuomo has already told state agencies to keep spending flat, and those that depend on state programs are not counting on big increases. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
While the budget plan isn't due until January, Governor Cuomo has already told state agencies not to add any additional spending as they work out the proposals that they'll give to his budget office. Budget Director Robert Megna says the extremely slow economic recovery means another year of austerity.
It's going to be another difficult budget year in the sense that we are still in the realm of trying to keep costs under control.
Megna, under Governor Cuomo's direction, worked with the legislature to cut $10 billion 2 years ago. This year won't require anything as drastic, but the budget director says Cuomo is seeking to keep total state spending increases, which includes health care and education, at under 2%. State Controller Tom DiNapoli agrees that 2013 won't be easy.
It's going to be another tough year.
DiNapoli says revenues are coming in slightly below projections, but he says things have at least stabilized from the recent past when the state lurched from multi-billion dollar crisis to crisis. But the controller warns that if there's too many more years of austerity, public services will suffer.
Over time, it's harmful in the sense that, year after year of having to do more with less, at a certain point you probably end up doing less with less. And I think that's probably the pressure that many agencies are feeling, but I don't think we have a choice. The money's not there. You can't spend money that you don't have.
Stephen Aquaria with the New York Association of Counties says counties are already there.
We're doing less with less now.
Aquaria appeared with Budget Director Megna at a forum on the rising costs of unfunded state mandates for local governments. It was sponsored by SUNY's Rockefeller Institute. He says without changes in rules regarding pension payouts, union contracts, and other issues, counties face an over $4 billion budget deficit by the year 2020.
Eventually, the math overwhelms any budget.
Governor Cuomo has appointed a commission to study which mandates can be eliminated. It has not yet issued a final report. Budget Director Megna says the administration has already enacted a new pension tier for future public workers and curbed the spiraling growth in Medicaid spending. He says local government should expect only smaller steps in the immediate future.
From now on, we have to look for those areas where we can make incremental progress, eliminate regulations we don't need or don't enforce or shouldn't be enforcing.
Megna says numerous paper reports that are now required could be eliminated, for instance. Aquaria with the county says in the long run, though, local governments are going to need more state aid. The budget director could only promise that there would not be any new cuts. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.